Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I am the blogger and creator at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over and check out that website, as I have a free minimalism workbook for you to print and fill out in your own time. Once again, thank you for joining us today, and let's get started with today's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode with me, Rebecca, host of Minimalism Made Simple. So today we're going to talk about something that's become a real passion of mine, and that is slow living. Now, if you're wondering what exactly slow living is or how you can incorporate more of it into your hectic life, then you're in the perfect spot. Slow living is all about stepping back, simplifying, and really savoring life's moments. In a world that's always hustling and bustling, slowing down can feel counterintuitive, but trust me, it's transformative. So how did I start on this path? Well, like many of you, I found myself feeling constantly rushed, very busy, and honestly, pretty drained. It was like I was living on autopilot, but then I took a step back and started embracing the principles of slow living, and that has become a real game changer for me. So I'm going to share with you today some principles of slow living and kind of how you could use these principles and apply them to your life. So here are five that resonate deeply with me, and the first one is basically mindfulness. So mindfulness has been a game changer for me, and being mindful is at the heart of slow living. This involves being fully present and engaged in the current moment rather than letting life rush past you. Mindfulness helps you to savor every experience, reduce stress, and increases overall happiness by focusing on the here and the now. The next one is taking a tech detox. So in our hyper-connected world, unplugging from digital devices is revolutionary. It could be as simple as setting boundaries like no phones at the dinner table, designated hours away from screens, or even full days where you just disconnect completely. This helps reduce stress and fosters real-life connections with both ourselves and others. Another great principle is cultivating patience. So slow living also teaches us the art of patience, recognizing that not everything has to be instant. So this could mean taking the longer scenic route to your destination, indulging in hobbies that require a gradual process, or simply allowing yourself to rest without feeling guilty about it. And I know that a lot of us sometimes feel guilty just when we want to take a nap or take a break or something. And slow living teaches us to really embrace that and embrace our time. The next one is conscious consumption. So this principle extends beyond consumer goods, to include media and information. It involves choosing quality over quantity, opting for resources that educate, inspire, and uplift, rather than mindlessly consuming whatever comes your way. It's about being mindful of the environment and social impacts of your purchases and your daily habits. I want to leave you with one last principle today, and that is to make sure that you are connecting with nature. And nature has a naturally calming effect. Spending time outdoors, whether that is gardening, hiking, or just walking in a local park, helps us to connect and reconnect with the natural world, grounding you and reducing the hustle of daily life. It also helps to reduce stress And this is very important when it comes to slow living. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you're inspired to slow down and want more content like this, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. Remember that life is not a race, it's a journey to be savored. So until next time, keep on embracing yourself, keep on making space for what matters, and take a little time to just slow down.